When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Oh, I love that song. Well, we are working at getting Brother Ed back on the phone here. Ed Sedlowski from Ask Me Council 40 has been in Alberta, Canada for the last few days. And there's a little backstory to this, because over the tumultuous events that happened in Madison, Wisconsin last year, we know we saw people from Los Angeles. We know we saw teachers from Chicago. We saw workers from Indiana and Ohio. But little did you know, there were people that came all the way from one of Canada's most western provinces, Alberta, to stand with us on that beautiful Capitol Square as this struggle is really about workers' rights worldwide. On the live line with us, Ed Sedlowski from Ask Me Council 40. Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning, brother, and good morning to all my friends in Wisconsin from Alberta.
All right, you are in Jasper, is that right?
Yeah, we're up in the Canadian Rockies in Jasper, and just having a great time meeting some wonderful trade unionists here. I'm at the Alberta Union of Provincial Employees Annual Labor School. And they've asked that I come up and share the story of what's going on now in Wisconsin. And, you know, these folks, Sly, as you indicated, were there with us on the front lines during the occupation. And their leadership and their president, who's here with me this morning, Guy Smith, he's going to come on in a little bit, had the good sense and the keen sense of solidarity to send some folks down to stand with us and tell our story to their members as well.
So why did they bring you up to labor school?
Well, this is about continuing to build bridges and that fundamental notion of solidarity, including along international lines. And what I'm learning here as I'm listening to their story, their struggle, is the parallels are very profound. The struggles and what's confronting workers here are the identical struggles and issues that are confronting workers in Wisconsin and across America, as we know. There's just a relentless assault on the rights of working families and cutbacks in public services and scapegoating folks who do the work every day. So the Koch brothers are registered lobbyists up here now as well, from what I'm hearing.
No!
Oh, yes, they're here.
Isn't it illegal to pass Koch over government lines like that?
Well, I was telling you, the restriction of the movement of people now. Remember, I had to get a passport just to come back into the United States.
Right.
And I was absolutely outraged at that notion when Emily brought it to my attention just a few days short of our trip. So here we are, further restriction of our rights as human beings and again, another small example of where we are as a society and a country.
All right. So what's been most surprising as you've talked with people from all over, I take it all over Canada at this event?
Well, this is a provincial union. So these folks are all public sector workers in the province of Alberta.
You said there were 80,000?
Well, there's 80,000 members, and it's one of the fastest growing unions in Canada. It's a very militant and progressive union. And when I say militant, you know, my definition means true believers in our cause, true believers in solidarity, the labor movement.
You mean different than telling your members not to bother to show up at a rally when they're about to start the budget?
Yeah, well, what's on the agenda here for AUPE members is a very wonderful curriculum based on history, the history of their struggle, contemporary politics, contemporary economics, direct action, organizing, and it's just been really, really, really good stuff. You know, as we've gotten to know each other more on a personal level, I think you would attest that I've been around some pretty remarkable people in the labor movement, and AUPE members, the Alberta Union of Provincial Employees, these 80,000 members are real winter soldiers, real true heroes as well.
Well, you got to love that.
Yeah, just phenomenal stuff.
So our, you know, the Scott Walker attack on public workers in Wisconsin and John Kasich in Ohio and Mitch Daniels. Really, Mitch Daniels did this before Scott Walker.
Yep.
Is this going on in Alberta?
Well, as I'm doing some more reading and getting to know more, it is. It's the same political messaging that's happening. Public worker pensions are to blame for manufactured crisis in funding. Alberta, from what I'm understanding now, is a very wealthy province by way of the resources that are here. Many folks characterize the politics here as a Texas of the North.
Yeah, you're not far from the oil sands there.
A lot of oil reserves, mm-hmm. Rich minerals, natural gas. And again, what's happening is we're seeing cutbacks and when right-wing politicians and political agendas have come to the fore, reductions in social services, and again, scapegoating those who provide the service as the problem.
What are you, obviously they're having you speak, and I'm hoping you played the, I hope you played your interaction with the governor, not only in Beloit, but at that conference in Chicago, because there's there's a lesson in militancy for us.
Well, the fun thing for me with YouTube and the internet, many folks are coming up to me commenting that they've seen things already. I'm not having to point folks in that direction.
They've already
sought it out for inspiration. Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to Google Ed Sedlowski.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And your confrontation with the governor at that wealthy palace. I can't remember that group.
The Union League Club.
Yeah, and that not union in the sense of union.
Well, we've talked about Haymarket yesterday. We talked about the Memorial Day massacre in Chicago. You know, our heritage, and those same stories are here as well. You know, the corporate attacks over time, the shameless face of greed that appears again and again and again throughout our shared history as working folks.
When you tell the stories of what they've, and you can get into, by the way, if you're just tuning in, Ed Sedlowski Jr. with us. His father will be on with us tomorrow morning.
Awesome. He's watching the kids while we're up here.
Yeah, he's actually going to come in the studio tomorrow morning.
So, awesome. Thanks.
But as you know, as you've told the stories, because you can get into depth with these new rules they've put in place, or you've got the real stories of custodians losing their homes, or you know, teaching assistants not having any health insurance. I assume you've told those stories to people in Canada.
Yes.
What is their reaction?
Well, there's not only shock, but folks have had a different perception of what America represents in the world and in the world economy. That fundamental notion of democracy and fairness and equity, and being your brother's or sister's keeper has just been peeling back the veil of what's been happening. Folks have been very shocked. And they just had a really different perception of what we as a people, our country's all about. Just that the notion of fundamental fairness being taken, not only from the workplace, but from society itself. People have been very taken aback by that.
Have you told them that if the provincial conservatives in Canada come after, or the national conservatives for that matter, try to take their collective bargaining rights away, we will hightail it to Edmonton and march in the streets for them?
Well, absolutely. Their struggle is our struggle, and I'm making a vow to you, much like they've made a vow to us in that level. We're going to continue to build the bridges and relationships and stand together.
You know me, I don't need much of an excuse to go to Canada.
Well, you're going to show me around, I guess, a little bit more because I've got a passport now. Look out, world, you know.
You know, it's, I walked the picket line with the steelworkers when they were on strike in Ontario a couple of years ago. So this, you know, it's funny because capitalists pit countries and different groups of people against each other all the time. And it's probably pretty important for you to see that other people are in the same struggle we are.
Well, folks here are drawing great inspiration from what we've accomplished, not only in those couple of winter months last year. As a matter of fact, last year they had their labor school, and they stopped the school to let folks know what was happening in Wisconsin, help their members understand the importance of the struggle. And I'm going to direct everybody. Guy Smith is going to come on with you in a few minutes, the president, right after we're finished.
Right.
And I want to direct everybody to the AUPE website, Sly, because they've got more stuff on our crisis than I've seen from many unions in the U.S.
And we will put a link up on Sly's office.
They've produced one of the most remarkable videos that I've seen, and there's a lot of stuff, as we were just kind of talking about, why Wisconsin matters to Alberta. It's just fantastic stuff. I mean, it really lays out the very fundamental issues of what's going on with the struggle.
When I got off the airplane in California a few weeks ago, and I had my Wisconsin blue fish shirt on, and I heard people remarking, that's like, oh, Wisconsin, you know what's going on there? And you hear people whispering. We really have become an identity for the labor movement, haven't we?
Yeah, we have become the symbol of hope, for that matter, because folks understand what's happened and our steadfast determination to get back what's been taken from us. And I think that's really where things are right now. I brought a Blue Fist T-shirt, and that lasted on my body about a half an hour before it was taken by
somebody
who needed it.
What are you, the Rod Stewart now? Have you got women ripping shirts off your...
Well, Emily's here with me as well, and she's as big a hero as anybody in this struggle. It's just tough being a rock star when you're 50, I guess. But everyone go out and be one, because we all are.
It is really remarkable. When I saw the working people of South Central Wisconsin show up at Laurie Compass's campaign kickoff yesterday,
in
a pretty conservative district against a very powerful majority leader, there is something going on out there.
Well, folks, I think that enough is enough, and, people have just been waiting for this spark, and,
right.
my dad's always told me when I've asked him during those really malaise years of the 80s and the 90s, how will labor come back, and he always said it would come back in a strike, and I think the initial occupation of the Capitol, those courageous people that put their jobs and their families on the line initially, like Madison Teacher members, AFSCME members, who occupied the Capitol and stayed off the job in protest of the governor's action.
Heroes.
Heroes, absolute heroes right. Around the world, as we're finding out.
Brother, right? Brother Ed Sedlowski, who's live in Alberta this morning, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having us on, brother, and thanks for what you do, and solidarity to all my sisters and brothers in the great state of Wisconsin. We're going to stay on the line.
You get back safe. At 938, 106.7 FM, 1670 AM, WTDY. Sly in the morning. The president of the Alberta Union of Professional Employees is on the live line with us. Is it one or six here? One? Okay. All right. Guy Smith,
hey,
good morning.
Ryan, how are you doing?
And welcome to Wisconsin again.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on your show. It's a great, great pleasure. The name of the union is Alberta Union of Provincial Employees.
Didn't I say provincial? I'm
sorry. You said professional.
Oh.
That's okay.
All
you
right.
are professional.
Provincial. I meant to say provincial. So,
no worries, man.
You came to Wisconsin.
Well, not me personally. I wasn't able to, but I sent one of my vice presidents down there and a couple of our staff to go see what was going on, because we heard there was a bit of a ruckus going on, and we were at our labor school about a year ago, and we were getting news of this, and as Brother Ed was saying, we stopped labor school and said, you guys have got to hear about this, what's going on, and we're in solidarity with workers down there, because AFSCME is very much like AUPE, those are the same kind of workers providing services to the people, every single day, and we said those are our brothers and sisters. We need to be there to support them, and we got cheering and loud support. We said, Leah, let's go, and not just to send messages of solidarity, Sly, that was important, but to learn what was going on, because we knew that kind of stuff could happen here in Alberta. We want to be prepared for that too. So it's about building those international links of solidarity and being in the epicenter of the action, man. And it was inspirational, absolutely inspirational. And Ed being up here with 300 of our activists right now, I tell you, he's kind of like he's walking around like the king, right? He's a hero because he came directly from that struggle, and we're learning so much from him. It's just incredible.
As he said, he's 50-year-old rock star now in Alberta.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
he was saying that his T-shirt that he had, somebody challenged him. I want that shirt. I'll give you something for it. And Brother Ed handed it over. So, yeah.
All right. So you sent members down, and I remember meeting some of them, and it was just very inspiring. But you've also put together a video that we will post, The Wisconsin Crisis, Why It Matters to Alberta. I'm going to play just a little bit of it here.
Okay.
Thank you. Now I'd like to introduce your president, Mr. Guy Smith.
We've been hearing, not through obviously Canadian media or anything, but just because we know what's going on in the world, that something very serious was happening specifically in Wisconsin
evening, folks.
At the time.
I'm not on the formal agenda, but you know they said I could just jump in anywhere. I'm not just going to talk about stuff. It's important. It's really important, this issue I want to bring up with you.
It was 10:45 on a Sunday night because I was laying in bed and my phone rang, and at that time I usually don't answer it, but I picked it up and I looked at the phone and I saw who it was, so I figured I should answer it, because if the president was calling 10:45 on a Sunday night, it could be something important.
It's really important, this issue I want to bring up with you, and I want to kick it off by actually showing a video. David, if that's ready, please.
I received a call from President Smith asking if I had a passport and if I was willing to go to Wisconsin.
Earlier today in Madison, Wisconsin, where thousands have taken to the state capitol to protest a new bill being offered by Republican Governor Scott Walker, which would radically redefine the collective bargaining rights of the public workers in that state.
I was at work when I got a call in the afternoon from the communications director who was out of town. And he asked me if I had my passport. I said I did. He said, well, that's good, because you're going to be going to Wisconsin in the next few days. Can you do that? Can you just take off on a moment's notice?
Well, there was no phone call involved, because I was at labor school, as Guy was, actually.
So why should this matter to us here in, Alberta, the progressive province of Alberta?
No, I'd never been to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin was basically a blank slate to me. I didn't really know much about it.
Well, my initial image whenever I hear Wisconsin is I think of Fonzie.
All right, so, and Fonzie was a union man, I might add.
Absolutely.
All right, so here's the thing. Alberta, in the spectrum of Canada politically, is pretty conservative.
Yeah.
You have a more moderate premier right now than you'd had in some previous premiers.
Yeah.
But are labor rights under attack in Alberta?
Yes, they most definitely are. First of all, our labor laws are the most regressive, some of the most regressive in Canada and possibly North America. Basically, 80% of our members do not have the legal right to strike. It's a blanket prohibition against everyone, which makes negotiations and bargaining very difficult when we can't use that ultimate tool of withdrawing our labor. So, already we're behind the times in terms of labor legislation, and Alberta, as Brother Ed was saying, it's a big corporate province, mostly run by the oil companies who are extracting the resources which we've been told belong to the people of Alberta, yet the people of Alberta certainly don't get their fair share of the royalty revenue. So it's very much a corporate state in many ways, and the government which has been the same government, a conservative government for 41 years, continues to pander to the oil companies.
So you were worried that they might get the idea from Scott Walker.
Well, they've been watching. Let's face it, they interact with each other all the time, and there's certainly special interests on the right wing and in the business community that would love nothing more than to put Scott Walker measures into Alberta.
Well, look, the United States leveraged Canada into signing off on NAFTA and these terrible trade deals that have cost your country so much. So I can certainly see kind of like acid rain that's spreading into Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no boundaries when it comes to international solidarity for workers, but the same is true for international business interests as well.
Guy Smith with us. He is the president of the Alberta Union of Provincial Employees. So you sent people down immediately, not only to stand in solidarity, but also to see what's actually going on and fend it off. What steps did you take to put a firewall up so you'd be ready for something like this if they pulled this trick in your province?
Well, first of all, it's about educating our members that this stuff is actually going on, right? And it's going on our doorstep across the border in the state. And, they were totally unaware of that. I guess they were shocked by that. And then it's a matter of educating and letting them see the signals that we're seeing in Alberta and in other parts of Canada as well, actually, that this could happen to us. So one of the things we have done is at our last convention in October, we passed a resolution just preparing ourselves to build a campaign, watching for the signs in that we will mobilize very quickly if those kind of attacks happen here in the province.
And our members are becoming more confident, more aggressive, and you know, certainly more willing to stand up for their rights. We had actually a wildcat strike about 2 weeks ago. Which
Can you hold that thought for just a minute? I've got to pay a bill here. Can you hang on for just a sec? All right, Guy Smith with us from Alberta. Ed Sedlowski's from ASME's up there. We are standing in solidarity with Canada this morning for workers' rights. There's no doubt about that.